Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily here on KFH. Glad to be with you on this Thursday edition of the program. K-State football, we were just talking with Tim Fitzgerald, is available for free all season long here on KFH and on the Odyssey app. Tune in to 97.5 and 1240 at 6 o'clock tonight for the Chris Kleiman Show. That's just ahead of Thursday night football. Good night of programming here tonight for you. You can also find it all, of course, by simply downloading the Odyssey app and searching for KFH. It's been a crazy week for football. We've had all the injuries that pertain to the Chiefs here locally, all the stuff with KU football and Jalen Daniels. KU right now is one of the most fascinating stories to follow. What happens there? Can it be salvaged? Because again, the reality is, you start from zero. Like, this is it. Like, you know, if you can salvage it and you start to salvage it now, everything's fine. We've heard rock bottom type comments from Grimes. Grimes is switching up his placement. He's going up to the booth. Shreyas Lotta, we had yesterday, kind of talking about a lot of the things that we've talked about this week and where do you turn and what can you change and what can you do. And you know, he's talked to coaches. We mentioned nothing seems to be physical with Jalen Daniels. I don't know, but I know it needs to be fixed. And the tone of that game will be a fascinating one. How tight is KU playing? We could be having some of the same conversations and issues, Tommy, and they could be 3-0, right? Like, that's what's crazy. Now, would that really change anything? I don't know that it would all that much. It doesn't like change the path or the outcome. The problems would still be the same problems if they have a couple of unlucky plays go their way. I don't want to say it's a good thing because it's obviously not a good thing. But any issues they have are being forced into the front right now early in the season. And it's just a matter of how quickly they can get it fixed.
I guess the one glass half full mentality that you can take with this whole thing is at least they're figuring it out now, or at least trying to, through three right. weeks, as opposed to in November or, God forbid, December. You know, this is something that through three games, the expectations have not been met. Those expectations were very clearly laid out before the season started. Lance Leipold talked multiple times in the offseason about the expectations of this particular team this season and what he felt like their ceiling was and where he felt like he wanted to take them. And through three games, they haven't really come close to that, to be honest. And I think that what makes it so much more frustrating and probably why Jayhawk fans everywhere are just overly irritable about all of this is it was one thing when the team was really bad and you knew they were really bad and you didn't really have high hopes. You've seen enough of these players so many different times win and win at a higher level than really ever before, at least in the last decade and a half, that you begin to set some higher expectations. That's completely fair, completely normal. The fan base does it. The coaching staff does it. And I know that there's been, you know, probably some internal friction going on as they're trying to work their way through this? It's kind of been alluded to a few different times from, you know, whether it's the coaching staff with each other, coaching staff to players, players with each other, players back to the coaching staff, whatever it is, there's friction there, but it's growing pains with a new offensive coordinator. They've got to figure it out sooner rather than later. That's the key. It's not about whether or not they ever will, because I do think that they will, because Lance Leipold is too good of a coach. It can't continue. It can't take multiple weeks in the future to get it all worked out. You've got to get it handled now.
I think the quarterback position is always under a microscope. And I've tried to imagine, like, what if KU was 1-2 because their defense sucked, but Jalen Daniel was playing well? I think it would be a very different vibe. I think the reason there is panic, one of the biggest reasons there is panic, is because people are concerned, and I think it's a valid concern, that Jalen Daniels is not the same player. Because everything has ridden on that being the case, right? Like, that is the biggest part of this season, is that you have all of this, and he's finally back, right? And he has fallen so flat. I think that has been what's added to the desperation, because people in the back of their head or in the front of their head now are like, what if he's not back? Then what happens with this team? But again, the glass half full thing for me is that the defense has been really good, like really good. So it's changed. And I think they can reinvent themselves. They can, but they have to do it right now, right? They have to do it now. And it's a collective effort. It is a combination of Grimes and Daniels figuring something out, or something changing in that combination, obviously. But if they can stay motivated and they can continue to play good defense, like, it's what's so annoying about it is the two losses haven't allowed them room to grow, right? Like, you haven't allowed it. But over the course of a season, if they evolved into a run-heavy team that played good defense, you'd feel good about it in the growing pit, but you've lost these two games. But again, you start from zero now. It doesn't really matter. Look, good for you. And I was guilty of this. I was wrong. Like, was AU ever going to be an at-large team, which meant they were probably going to have one or fewer losses this year? Probably not.
I don't know. I mean, I think that there was the thought that they could, with their schedule, they could run the table and get in there as an at-large.
Yeah. Yeah. That was probably foolish, but an optimist's take on things. And again, I was the one pushing that and hoping for it. It is far more realistic that their chance was always to win the Big 12. After everything we've seen, I am not of the belief that they have no shot at that. And I know, like, Saturday night late and Sunday morning, that was the or Saturday morning, I guess, late Friday night, that was the sentiment from, honestly, just about every Jayhawk fan I've talked to a ton, because I want to try to get the feel for this thing. But I don't think that's the reality yet. I think they still have an advantageous schedule. I think they have things happening for them that can lead you to a lot of wins. And does that mean they just have to be the second best regular season team in the league? Like, that's what they have to do. So could you see the run happening with two losses? Yeah, I think you still could. Again, the problems that we've talked about ad nauseum have to be fixed for that to occur, but it's not off the table for them to make it through the Big 12 schedule with two or fewer losses. It's not off the table at all.
Yeah, I mean, just going through their schedule, I mean, you would think that the home game against TCU next weekend should be a win at Arrowhead. It should be.
We can call it that still for now.
On the road at Arizona State should be a win in early October. Houston, I think, you know, all conventional wisdom tells you that should be a win in the middle of October, although Houston did hang with Oklahoma just a couple of weeks ago. So that, I mean, who knows? You know, from there, Colorado at home, Baylor on the road, both in late November, those should be wins. That basically leaves you with the game this weekend on the road at West Virginia, and they're a pesky team, especially in Morgantown. It leaves you with on the road in Manhattan against Kansas State in late October, at home against Iowa State, and on the road at BYU. Those would be the four games. And in any of them, obviously, in the Big 12 can you know, jump up and bite you. But right. those would be the four that I would circle as going to, you know, probably the toughest tests remaining on the schedule for the Jayhawks.
Let's not even look at it big, but let's chop it in half. Let's just look at the first four. At West Virginia, at Arizona State are your two road games. TCU and Houston are your two home games. I would tell you right now, and I know they're not favored. They're dogs on the road at West Virginia. KU, even if KU is not what we thought they'd be, they should be good enough to be 4-0 after four games.
They need to go 4-0 in these next four games.
They have to. They have to, or they're not going to do this. So, like that, you can look at it that way. And does that seem so far out of reach? No, it doesn't. That seems very attainable if they are just marginally better throwing the football, just a tiny bit better throwing the football, right? They could be 4-0. Let's just stop there for now, because after that, it does get dicier, right? At Kansas State, at BYU, at Baylor. At this point right now, you'd look at those and be like, I don't know that those are games they can win. At home against Iowa State is tough. Colorado's a wild card. So you don't look at any of the last five, because I think they're all coin flips at best and worse than that at worst. So just start with the first four. If they can get through the first four and they're 4-0 and they're playing a little better, throwing the ball, their passing game has found itself a little bit, then we can kind of start the conversation over again, right? Because again, it could be 3-0. If they don't have a couple of really at least 2-1, you think about the last blown coverage play of the first half against UNLV and the fumble thing. Like, those are fluky things. Illinois may be a little bit different, but even if it was 2-1, we probably aren't having these conversations. And the reality is, it doesn't really matter if they win or lose those games. Only thing that matters is they play better, and they have to throw the ball better, and they have to stop turning the ball over and let their defense win them games. How do you do that? You don't turn the dang ball over. That's how you let a defense win you a game.
Yeah, what's crazy is I don't know if you follow at all the ESPN SP Plus rankings. And everybody has these different sites have these predictive rankings on where these teams are as far as a bunch of different factors. The ESPN SP Plus rankings that they call predictive and forward facing, as of now, even as of this day after the UNLV loss a week ago, has Kansas as the number 30 team in America. It gives them the number 29 offense and the number 26 offense and the number 49 defense. So they're still putting the Kansas offense.
And again, that's predictive.
That's predictive, right? But it's still putting the Kansas offense fairly high in the country despite the turnovers. And you know, so kind of breaking that down and you know, interpreting what that means, to me, my interpretation of that is that all in all, the offense, everything combined, not just the passing game, but you add in the running game, you add in everything offensively, is fairly efficient. It's pretty effective, but again, they've turned the ball over. And so those turnovers, killed every single opportunity. But
I think it's also predicting what it should be, right?
Correct.
Like it's like what it is when it's right, and it's not right now.
Yeah.
And that's why I think Jalen, like, there was a point going into this season where it's like, okay, Jalen Daniels coming off a back injury, got to protect him. I think that's out the window. Jalen Daniels with his legs, and he's never been a runner, but he can do it, needs to become a part of it, has to become a part of it, because there's a chance, and probably a pretty decent one, that the guys behind him are not ready, which I get that. But you can't keep running that out there either. So what can you do? You can make Jalen Daniels a different player. If he's not the same kind of thrower, and he hasn't been, then make him a runner. And now he still is a better option, right? Like, okay, like if we're not going to throw the ball well, let's run the ball, because we do have Devin Neal and Hyshaw. And the same thing that's making K-State successful with Giddens and Edwards and Johnson can be replicated with...
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
With Kansas, with Daniels, with Highshaw, and with Neal.
Yeah, assuming that Daniel Highshaw is able to go this weekend, I've not gotten an update
right.
Big picture. It's crazy. So there's a website, and I'm lifting all this information from social media, but there's a website, collegefootballdata.com. They do a bunch of analysis on every college football game. They do something called a post-game win expectancy. They take the entire body of work from the game that just finished, they put it all together, and they tell you who should have won the game based on all the different factors. In the UNLV game, it gave Kansas a 99% chance to win. That's despite the coaching and the quarterback play. Now, ultimately, the coaching and the quarterback play led to the loss. But despite all of that, it still gave the Jayhawks a 99% chance to win that game in spite of the issues that they ran into. So, again, you get into Big 12 play, it's going to be different competition than UNLV. It's going to be even different competition than probably Illinois. So, you know, those percentages are probably not going to be that high.
That's what makes it,
But at the same time, that I think that's what has fueled this frustration so heavily
is that
these are games that absolutely they should have won. They were the better team. Everybody in that stadium at Children's Mercy Park on Friday knew that Kansas was the better team than UNLV. That's what makes it so frustrating.
It was the same thing against Illinois. They've so clearly been better, but they have made these mistakes. And so that's why I don't want to punt on this. That's why I think it's urgency that needs to be inserted right this second. If the current thing isn't working, this team is still better, is still good. Make some sort of change to fix it. Grimes going up to the booth is probably a bigger deal than we want to joke about, because these things matter to who's in Jalen Daniels' ear, familiarity, comfort levels, all those things. And at the end of the day, the bottom line is Daniels has to be a better thrower of the football. But maybe not throw it as often as we thought he was going to. Evolve. Run the ball. He's an effective runner when he does it. He hasn't always needed to because he's such an accurate and effective passer. He ain't that right now. And I don't know what's going to change about that immediately. It'd be great. Look, I hope he comes out and throws 70%, doesn't throw any picks, throws two touchdowns, and is this highly efficient passer we've always known Jalen Daniels to be. But that doesn't feel likely yet. So just run the ball. With him, too. Change what you do offensively. Completely throw everything else out the window and change it. You can go beat West Virginia in West Virginia. My goodness. Like, Kansas's expectation this year, they got first place votes to win the Big 12. You can go on the road and beat West Virginia, even as an underdog. Don't even care. There's a very high chance that Kansas is more talented than West Virginia is this year.
Real quick story. So almost a decade ago, I had the opportunity to go with the KU team. And this was back during the David Beatty era. I went with them on the team plane to Morgantown. They played at West Virginia. I had never been to West Virginia before, never been to Morgantown. That's the only time I've ever gone. I'm pretty sure the Jayhawks lost by about 40 that night. And, you know, credit to the West Virginia fans. Like, they were raucous. I know that there is a little bit of discontent going on with that program right now, with their head coach and what might transpire moving forward. I've heard that, you know, if things get rough this weekend against the Jayhawks, there could be some uproar there in Morgantown. It's a hostile place to go and play. I know I've been there before myself. It's going to be a fun atmosphere on Saturday.
And KU's got to go win the game. Just go do it. Go do it and wipe all this clean. They're 1-0 in the Big 12 with an impressive performance. We will not care what happened to UNLV and Illinois. Like, it will be a fresh start. So we'll see if they can do it. That does college football. We're going to come back. We're going to preview the Chiefs a little bit when we return. We got sound from Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes yesterday. They talked about the addition of Kareem Hunt. I thought it was interesting, the things that they said about Kareem Hunt. And we'll discuss that on the other side. It's all Brockton Caster. The IHOP hotline's open for you the rest of the way. 869-1240. Don't go anywhere. We'll come back. More Sports Daily right after this.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.